And a good Sunday to you. I'm Simply Butch. Welcome to Butch on Sports. Yes, a weekend full of blitz and lits. And hey, we'll give you some sports news that you can't get enough of. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Hey. Okay, Sunday, getting ready back for Monday, and most of us will be still working. Okay, well, that's okay. Let's get you happy. The Detroit Tigers played Sunday after not playing yesterday because of rain and storms and stuff like that there. They snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over the Cleveland Guardians. I'm glad I did not mess that up, boys and girls, and said the word I-N-A-I-A-D. Don't add a D. Just slash the E-D and give it an N. Oh, well. I'll leave it alone here, boys and girls. I just leave it alone. The Guardians, and they beat them 4-2. Rookie right-hander Alex Faldo. He survived a shaky 29-pitch inning, first inning, that is, and guided the Tigers to 5.1 innings and a win. Yes, a win. First one in 3 games for the Tigers after winning 3 games. Is this going to be a regular all year long? I don't know. Hopefully it gets better. Speaking of getting better, the Detroit Tigers signed outfield Trace Thompson. He is the younger brother of 3-time NBA champion Klay Thompson to a minor league contract on Thursday and send him to AAA Toledo. Thompson, 31, has played 223 games for 5 teams in part of 6 Major League Baseball seasons. He has a career average of 205. That's batting average, that is. 26 home runs, 28.6 strikeout rate, and 9.5 walk rate. He recently played 6 games for San Diego in 2022 before he was designated for assignment on May the 10th. They need somebody like Thompson right now. Maybe Thompson can come in and kind of improve his livelihood with the Detroit Tigers. As of right now, considering like Austin Meadows, he has vertigo. Victor Reyes, a right quad strain. Riley Green, a fractured foot. And the list goes on and on and on. See, like with the Detroit Tigers here. I'll get to that injury list in a moment here. And Akil Perdue, I can't not forget him. He's currently with AAA Toledo and hasn't played since May 13th due to oblique soreness. You know, that happens right after you get demoted from Major League Baseball. So hopefully he gets it together and can get back in Detroit. However, now the Detroit Tigers, now Terrence Skubal, on Friday's game, he got hit in the leg with a line drive, and he was winning the game, pitching great. 25-year-older, he threw second pitch at 98.6 miles an hour to Ernie Clements with 2 out in the 5th inning and came back to him 104 miles an hour and struck him right in the leg and knocked him on the ground. Then the play ended because it ricocheted off to second baseman. Clear my throat here because this has been one of those weekends. And got him out, of course, but he limped all the way to the dugout. We heard stories today that Tara is walking without a limp. So we'll keep on top of that particular story for the Tigers there. If he's lost for even a tour, that'd be dramatic stuff for the Tigers to deal with here. And by the way, he has not been scored on in 18 innings of starting pitching. Unbelievable. The Detroit Pistons guard, Kay Callaway, was named to the 2021-22 Kia NBA All-Rookie First Team. The NBA announced that. It announced it early Friday night there. Cunningham received Kia's All-NBA rookie first team votes in all 100 ballots, a unanimous choice from the sports writers and the broadcasters there. He is the 13th Piston player to be named to the NBA All-Rookie First Team and the fourth since 1995. That's when Grant Hill was on the scene. Brandon Knight and Sadiq Bey. Also, that was recently last year. The first overall pick in 2021's NBA draft. Cunningham, he averaged 17.4 points, 5.5 rebounds, 5.6 assists, and 1.2 steals in 32.6 minutes over 64 games. All of them are starts. Among the NBA rookies, he ranked first in scoring, second in assists, tied for third in steals, tied for fifth in rebounds. Cunningham became the 10th player in NBA history to average 17 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists in his rookie year. Oh, boy. Hope he do better or get somebody else to play with him. Remember, the Detroit Pistons have the 8th pick. Oh, well. If they do or don't, what do I care? 5th pick or something like that there. Who cares? The WNBA has suspended indefinitely and stripped Sasha Banks and Naomi of their titles after the tag team balked at participating in a match early this last week on Monday Night Raw. Both refused to participate in the main event for a six-pack challenge match on Monday. Their suspension was announced by the WWE on Friday Night SmackDown, with a tournament to be held to crown the new champions. The WWE is going through a whole heck of a lot. The unification champions of of a tag team that was dealt with. Maybe they thought it was too much to have two shows with two champions and all this other stuff. To me, it was an advantage to have it that way. But now with what they're doing, it's obvious. It's very obvious that they're going to be doing SmackDown and Raw. That includes Roman Reigns, who have all the championship gold in both SmackDown and also Raw. What are you going to do, boys and girls? I still watch AEW and still say right now they're putting on the best product. By far. 3 days in which he scored and his pain grew progressively worse. Tiger Woods has withdrawn yesterday, Saturday, after a bad performance on Saturday. After Friday, just giving it all he got to make the cut. And I sat and watched that piece by piece. And it was something to behold. I mean, anyone, you could tell then he was laboring in pain somewhere in his body, if not all places in his body. But the hot streak soon faded away. And Saturday, he just really had a very bad outing. And you could tell he was in pain all the way through it. He gutted it out, ended up with a 79. That's for a pro of Tiger Woods' stature. That was pretty bad considering he was all in pain there. He did not show up today. He decided that he withdraw his name, go home, and get some rest. And he could have conceivably did that Friday after that big comeback because you could tell then he was not feeling it. As far as feeling good, he felt great because he made the cut. But again, questions and concerns there. You know, I just say it like this. That was a good deal of mental strength for Tiger Woods. Hopefully his body will repair itself, recover, recuperate, get stronger for the next major event, which maybe or maybe not he will be able to attend. I think it's the British Open, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Yeah, maybe. It's not the Open right now. That's not happening yet. Oh, well. Speaking of some openings here, Manchester City, they win the Premier League title in a final day in a comeback victory over Aston Villa, 3-2. Aston Villa, I don't know, I think they're going to get promoted, or demoted, as I should say. But all teams were in action today, and Manchester City took care of that. One relief, the Premier League title. Oh, boy. Got one more to go, boys and girls, and that is, I do believe, the Champions League. That's going to be a nice one. Steven Stamkos, he scored 2 goals. Nikita Kucherov, he had a goal and 3 assists in the Tampa Bay Lightning. They beat the Florida Panthers by a score of 5-1 to move closer to being in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tampa Bay leads that series 3-0. And if I can go ahead and I'm going to look at my board here and see if the game is over or still going on. It could be. That game is over and I can't pull up my score here. That's just, oh well. I won't down on it. And that was the Rangers and Carolina. Last I heard, the Rangers were winning that game. But again, Carolina put sneaky stuff in the game. And I can't get this pull up the score, so I do apologize there. The winner of that will take a 2-1 lead in that particular series there. Calgary and Edmonton at Edmonton will be tonight. And by the way, the Detroit Red Wings have added some depth with signing veteran journeyman Steven Crawford to a 1-year deal. The 33-year-old defenseman spent the 2021-22 season playing in Russia for AK Baras Kazan, posting 30 points in 46 games. Crawford has appeared in 231 NHL games, posting 39 points with Boston Bruins, New York Rangers, Florida Panthers, and the Minnesota Wild. Okay, very good. The Detroit Lions 2 rookies today were out and about, but they went out and about in the city of Detroit or in Allen Park, boys and girls. It was out and about on the West Coast in Los Angeles as they were taking pictures for training cards. Yes, Aiden Hutchinson and Jamal Williams were on the West Coast in full uniform. And they look good in the Hallelujah Blue, too. They take pictures and poses for training cards. That's your Lions report. Aren't you happy? NBA. Tonight, Golden State will be at Dallas. Golden State has a 2-0 lead. That game should start around about 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Miami has a 1-2 lead over Boston after beating them up. Well, really, it wasn't really a close game, but as I looked at it, but some people say it's a close game. I didn't think so. I think Miami had that game to post, especially in the second half when Butler did not show back out. And his buddies just took care of business. Oh, man. And that's a good thing. So you'll see Boston has a slight work to do here, okay, if you're voting for Boston. Me, I'm just watching the games. And speaking of watching the games, oh boy. The Detroit Grand Prix will be happening in a couple of weeks there. Media Day is Thursday. I just got a little buzz on that. And I'll talk about that probably later this week, maybe Wednesday. If I can. But I tell you, a lot of stuff is going to be happening. Detroit Tigers, they'll be on the road in Minnesota. And the Yankees, before turning back in Detroit. You get a break. But the Indianapolis 500 will be next Sunday. And golf, as bad as it may seem, it's still going on there. And that PGA Open is very, very close indeed there. About four golfers at this present has a chance to win. I think two of them are off the course right now. That leaves two more to go. I will keep it posted on that. But right now, it's time to go here. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook, boys and girls. You can also go to, yes, the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO.podomatic.com. You can also go to the GameSportsShow.com address, or I would just do it this way, the GameSportsShow.podbean.com, and go straight to the podcast version of many shows of the Game Sports Shows, including mine, Butcher on Sports. And remember, boys and girls, we won't be on Monday. Not this month, but on Tuesday from 6 to 8 o'clock on the Game Sports Show live, as you love it here, boys and girls, with Scott Nason, Dave McKay, and myself here, and plenty of guest stars and goodies for 2 hours of great, great sports news you just can't get enough of. Hey, you have a great beginning of the week. I'm Simply Butch, Ta-Ta, and Toodly-Doo.